It's the 90s to now with John Deering.
What is the 90s to now? It's my weekly radio show on 100.9 2BACR Sydney. It's about the news, music, and talking about the 90s to now. Thanks for listening to my podcast, where we feature some of the musicians and interesting people that I interview each week. Well, I've been lucky to find a track during the week. In fact, he found me. He sent me an email, and I happened to be here on Thursday getting ready for our Speed Sport Talk, and I put it on air straight away because I thought this is an absolutely terrific track. And, well, obviously, I might have an idea because it's number one song now on the Australian Music Radio Airway program, which is AMRAP, which is where I get most of my music from for the simple reason it's a good track. He's joining me now. His name is Jack Rogers. Hello, Jack. Thanks for joining us here on the 90s to now.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
No, it's fantastic. Now, as I said, a lot of people emailed me songs and sent me things and saying, can you have a listen? And I tend to listen and go, that's nice. And then that's about it. But you sent me one on Thursday, and I just happened to be here getting ready for our motorsport show. And I put it pretty much straight on air because I thought it was terrific. Now, you've been trying to write music. You've been writing music with your... Tell us a bit about the song, and then I'm going to ask you some more stuff. So what gave you the idea to write the song and that sort of information? How did you come up?
Look, it was... Thanks so much for your kind words about the song as well. You know, it's great to have that kind of feedback, especially as it's my debut single. So for it to do this well has taken me by surprise, that's for sure. But no, I'm so glad that everyone's enjoying the song. So yeah, the song's called Still Can't Wait. I guess I kind of first came up with the idea of the song back about mid last year and started getting the wheels in motion writing that song. The song is a co-write. So I wrote it along with Roxanne Kiley and Stephen Kiley, who have been longtime mentors for me. And if when you kind of hear the track, in a couple of minutes, you'll hear the kind of bluesy, jazzy feel, which those two really brought their influence onto the track. But yeah,
well, your voice—I was going to say—your voice really suits it.
Yeah, and I think as an artist coming out with my first single, I've always thought of myself as a pop artist, but then also influenced by country and jazz. Those two particular genres. I was up in Tamworth at the beginning of the year for the Country Music Festival, but of course, Still Can't Wait is probably more a jazz-inspired track. And yeah, we spent a lot of time in the studio kind of coming up with the perfect sound that was going to get people dancing and at the same time tell a story. And the story's total fiction, but as a writer and someone who also has a background in dancing, I wanted to do two things with the song, and that was tell a story and get people up and dancing, which hopefully that does.
Yeah, okay, it's great. Now, 2 years ago, you did your first little thing that you put up on YouTube, Wicked Game. Was that like, had you been like practicing and then you thought, oh, I better just do something with a bit of fun?
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, that was probably one of the moments where I realized that people really wanted to hear my singing and my voice, because yeah, I posted this cover up on Instagram and YouTube back then, and I'd always sung. Even then, I think I was 19 years old approximately, or 20 years old, and so I was already doing cabaret shows with Six Pack Productions around Sydney, including out at Bankstown Sports. But I was doing it as a hobby, and when I posted this cover of Wicked Game, you know, a lot of people on social media, even people that were friends of mine that didn't know that I sung, were all just raving about it, wanted to hear more. So, yeah, I guess that little cover of Wicked Game, that snippet, was one of the main things that made me realise, you know, this is what I love doing and I love entertaining.
Let's have a listen to 35 seconds of it. So you managed to get that pretty much spot on, didn't you?
Yeah. It's not an easy song, actually. Yeah, Chris Isaak. And yeah, Wicked Games, it's been one of my favourite songs for a long time. I still sing it regularly now, actually. But definitely one of the big moments where I decided that, you know, got to take this seriously. I had a degree from, and I still have a degree from Macquarie University in marketing. and media, but I want to be a musician, and I'm taking the steps now to make sure that that happens.
Oh, beautiful. So tell us a bit about, what is it, Can't Wait? I still can't wait. Tell us about, what is it, what it's about?
So Still Can't Wait, I guess, is something that I've felt that a lot of people could relate to, which is you're in love and things are getting thrown at your left, right and centre between each other. You know, you each make mistakes and there's a bit of back and forwards, but at the end of the day, you still can't wait to love the other person, and that's the essence of what the song is about. But I guess through the instrumentation of the track and kind of what I've done with the vocal as well, the raspiness of the track, it's quite emotionally driven, and rides along on those nice little jazz piano, bit of improv in there, even in the studio by the fabulous Stephen Kiley, who was one of the co-writers.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to it here on the 90s to now.
To love you.
And there we go. That's Jack Rogers, and I can't wait to love you. He's still with me. Mate, thanks so much for coming on, and what a great track.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on the show tonight.
Well, good luck with your music. I know you've got a new song coming out soon called, where are we? You tell me. What's this? Mona
that'd
Lisa.
That'll be Mona Lisa,
It will be in about 2 or 3 months. So hopefully we'll get to play that as well, and maybe we'll see how we go. But thanks so much again for coming on. A pleasure having you.
Thanks so much.
The 90s to now. Heard on 100.9 2BACR every Tuesday night from 7. Also, check out the 90s to now Facebook and Instagram pages to find out more.
Sean.
All right, cheers.